Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Olumide is a Goat podcast. And today, I'll be talking about the NBA and the relation it has with the current COVID-19 pandemic that is causing havoc in the entire world. Recently, the NBA announced that it will be restarting on July 30th. And this brought a lot of concern to players, staff, and analysts, critics, in short, basketball lovers all around the world. And why the concern? After all, major sports are beginning to resume, at least, if not in full, in one form or another. For example, we have the football or soccer, as some might know it. In the major sports leagues around the world, football is in full action. Without crowd though in attendance, the players find a way of entertaining their supporters, carrying out their game as it should be. But with the NBA, this case is different. Why? For one reason, America as a country is the place where COVID-19 cases has its highest numbers and highest number of deaths, not just victims but deaths, and this has caused a whole lot of concern among players, staff, family members of staff and players, sport analysts, critics all around the world. Some players have even chosen to opt out of the season as NBA board has permitted them to do so rightfully, especially those who have contracted the disease before. But today I'm about to talk about why I feel the NBA should take a step back from not really starting soonest. Although I'm a lover of the sport, and to be honest, apart from basketball, I know just little or nothing about football, that is soccer. So I really want basketball to come back. But with all that is happening, do I really want basketball to come back in a place like America? My rightful answer is no. And I will give you my reasons. The NBA was shut down on March 11th due to its first case being reported by a player, which is Rudy Gobert. Gobert was said to have contracted the disease probably two or three days before March 11th, but it was on March 11 where he was diagnosed with the COVID-19 disease. Thankfully, he is okay now. And since March 11, where Rudy Gobert was said to have contracted this disease, how many players have contracted it? We have about 11 players who have come out publicly to announce it by their own selves that they have the disease, apart from Rudy Gobert. We have fellow Rudy Gobert teammates of the Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, who about 2 or 3 days after Gobert was said to have contracted the disease, also tested positive for the virus. We have players of the Brooklyn Nets like DeAndre Jordan, Kevin Durant, and some other 2 or 3 who chose not to reveal their identity. We have Marcus Smart of the Celtics. We have the current 2020 Dunk Slam champion, DJ Derrick Jones Jr., who recently contracted the disease. And not only players are contracting this disease, we have coaching staffs who have contracted the disease. We have coaching staff in person of Michael Malone, head coach of Denver Nuggets, who contracted this disease earlier in March but is recovering from the virus, as we all know right now. And in Denver Nuggets, not only the coach but also players are said to have contracted this disease. Superstar players and one of the most valuable players in the league right now, in person of Nikola Jokic, has also contracted this disease. So just judging by these cases, we see that this virus cannot really be tamed as it might seem. Yes, for younger adults, we have stronger immune system, and if we live a healthy lifestyle, according to Center for Disease Control and Prevention of America, that's the CDC, they've estimated that as a young adult, the best way to stay free, apart from being socially distant, staying in your house, washing your hands regularly, avoiding physical touch on your face, putting your hands in your mouth and whatnot, one of the best ways to stay positive right now is to live a healthy lifestyle. Eat a lot of good food, drink a lot of water, take your vitamins, eat fruits. It will actually help to boost your immune system in this fight against the COVID-19 virus. But that is not enough. This virus is spreading rapidly like a wildfire in a forest. It can't really be tamed. Yes, we might say before every staff, that is coaching staff, players, and other board members, travel to where the NBA will restart in Florida on July 30, in which it has been stated anyway that each and every person who will be on board to go to Florida will undertake a mandatory test to either know whether they are positive or negative. And in the case where they tested positive, they won't be eligible to go for reasons we all know. But let me break something down for you. America is one of the most populated countries in the entire world. And judging by the cases that they have registered over 2 million cases. That's the highest cases worldwide, over 2 million. As at July 3 or July 3rd, if you put it that way, which is on Friday, they had nothing less than 2.7 million cases. And the death rate is increasing day by day. They have nothing less than 128,000 cases or victims of diseased people right now. And the NBA, as an organization, as a body, has decided to restart their league on July 30th in a location known as the Disney World, which is situated in Florida. Which will bring me to one of my major reasons why I don't want the season to restart in earnest or in the nearest future, as it might seem, or as it should be, in my own opinion. The NBA is starting in Florida. The restart will take place in Florida, Disney World. And according to the statistics on cases and deaths of places with highest number of COVID-19 cases, Florida stands among the top 5 places. In short, it is number 4, with places like Texas, New York, and recently California overtaking it. In a place like Florida, where on a normal day, under current situation, this is June, July, August is known as summertime in the Western world, in the European world. And in the summertime, we all know the culture, guys and ladies flaunting their summer bodies, wearing little or nothing to showcase all they've worked over, what they've worked on their body over the years to build that, you know, that muscular, you know. You know, easy now, but the guys get muscle, so they won't flex out. You know, just feel the go gym. It make you know, show one or two. So summertime is really the time where they really come out to showcase their beautiful body, if I may put it that way. And Florida is known to be one of the most places where people actually take this culture to the fullest. People showcase all sort of summer behaviors, ravaging in parties, the beaches. It's one of the places where when you hear summer, your mind goes to, yes, Florida is that place. And as at July 3, Florida stands at 169,000 plus number of cases, with the death rate at 3,619 people have died of COVID-19 in just Florida alone. That is more than half of the African continent's number of death rates. 3,619 have died from Florida's COVID-19 cases, and 169,000 plus people have contracted this disease. If that is not enough reasons for NBA to look into the fact that, okay, we want to start the season, but where is the safest place to start? Obviously, not Florida. Florida is top 4 amongst states, cities who have highest number of cases. So to me, my number one reason why they shouldn't start is because the location they've chosen to start is not a safe place, quote unquote, in my opinion, where basketball should be played right now. Apart from they feeling okay when they go to the Disney World, they obviously will undertake all forms of preventive measures to make sure the place is clean, healthy, and safe. You fumigate, you test, your cleaning will be doubled, cleaning service will be doubled. You reduce touching, this and that, movement will be restricted, obviously, but when you get to look at it, it is said that this COVID-19 came into the NBA through Rudy Gobert. But when we actually look at it, that obviously cannot be the case. But let's go with the popular memes and jokes about Rudy Gobert being the primary source of people, or primary source of this COVID-19 case in the NBA. If it actually started with one man and over 20 staff and players have contracted the disease, does that not show, or does that not go to show that it can affect anybody? And this COVID-19 is actually a tricky disease. The virus is actually a tricky one. For most players who tested positive, they were said to be asymptomatic. That is, they really showed no physical sign whatsoever to being a carrier of the virus, but when tested, they proved to be positive. So we can't say, you might actually test a player today and he's feeling okay, but due to contact from here and there among themselves, they might contract the virus. And if it could have started with one player to make the league shut down, why won't that one player, won't plus or minus, might contract it in Florida when the season will start, spread it to the entire league, entire number of players, coaching staff, and NBA board members who will be moving to Florida? That is possible, and I feel right now it is unsafe for any such thing to happen. Apart from it being a health hazard physically, mentally, it would disrupt a lot of players' thinking, family members' thinking, and cause a lack of general distrust in the league and its decisions. So I myself don't want NBA to be put in a position where people who really know nothing about basketball, but just want to say jargons about the league, come out and start putting memes that are uncalled for on the internet just for clout. Because if this goes well, fine, but let's look at the negative side. I know we should focus on the positive sides of things, but let's look at the negative side, because right now, plus or minus, the negative outweighs the positive. So looking at the negative side, a player might contract it in Florida while moving there with his team or with whoever he wants to move there with, and contract it along the way and spread it to whoever he comes in contact with. And to say the least, that would be very hazardous. My second reason why I feel NBA shouldn't restart soonest, at least for the time being, is because of a particular estimate made by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, the body in charge of monitoring the COVID-19 cases in the USA. They've stated that older adults, especially adults from 60 years and above, are more likely to contract this virus and less likely to be successful in their battle with the virus due to age-related disease and weak immune system. Why did I bring this up? Most coaches in the NBA right now, take it or leave it, are above 50 years of age. The average age of coaches in the NBA right now stands at nothing less than 52.5 years. That just goes to show that NBA coaches are actually old people. And they might not be old as you might think, but most of them are above 55 years. So if we have these older adults among us, and we know age-related events, disease might start kicking in at this point in their life, I feel it is only safe for them to stay at home and not move with the team. But is that really possible? Can a team really go on a competition without a coach? The answer is no. So what are we saying? If you want to keep everyone safe, you want to reduce the ratio of people contracting the disease, as the general saying goes, you want to flatten the curve, I feel for coaches, they shouldn't be allowed to move. But like I said earlier, that's not possible. Every team needs a coach. If not the coach, then the assistant coach. But in most cases, not only the coaches are old, but the team owners are above 50 years of age. Some in their late 60s, some close to their 70s. That's how the age has really risen in the NBA in terms of executives and coaching staff. So what does this imply? If the CDC has come out to say that on average people 60 years and above are more likely to contract this disease and due to weak immune system might not fight it successfully, is that not another reason for the NBA to consider and really try to push the date of resumption for the league further and not July 30th? In my opinion, that's another reason. But I've said why I feel the season shouldn't start yet. I would like to hear your own thoughts. You can reach out to me on social media. That's at Olumide, body I and E is 1 and 3 respectively. That is OLUM1D3. You heard me right. That's at OLUM1D3. Or if you have my number and have suggestion on what I should talk about, you can hit me up and tell me what you want me to talk about or your suggestion on my podcast. So I really appreciate it if you all give me constructive criticism about my podcast or ideas on what to talk about. Till next time, peace out. This has been Olumide is a Goat podcast. Thanks for listening.